ogledalo.
Poštovani slušaoci, u današnjem izdanju emisije Ogledalo emitujemo razgovor naše koleginice Isidore Radulović sa Rebekom Vučetić, dirigenticom engleskog pravoslavnog hora Mozaik. Hor Mozaik se bavi duhovnom i svetovnom muzikom ne samo pravoslavnih zemalja, već i drugih hrišćanskih konfesija, a redovno pjevaju na službama u pravoslavnim crkvama u Londonu. Ovom prilikom čućete i dio koncerta koji je Hor Mozaik održao 26. avgusta u nedjelju u prostorijama Matice Srpske u Podgorici. Hor je nastupao i u manastiru Podmajine, a i na praznik Uspenija Presvete Bogorodice u manastiru Morača na slavi ove svetinje.
So tell me for how when did you found the choir? You're the founder or
kako je Hor Mozaik počeo sa radom? Vi ste osnivač.
Actually the choir is an ongoing experience really because we started as a church choir that met at youth events around England. And then after that we started to find reasons to sing together more often. So we'd go to each other's houses and find music repertoire and say, oh, why don't we sing this one? This will be great. So someone would come with an Armenian song and say, I like this. This is about a deer and it's great. And we'd start singing. And then we realized that we could use the choir for a really good experience and also for raising money for the youth events in the UK. So we raised £1,000. In two concerts back in April for our youth festival, which was in June this year.
Is it an Orthodox youth festival?
Yes, it's a pan-Orthodox youth festival.
Oh,
and people also come from other countries as well, which is so lovely.
Hor je zapravo tek počeo u crkvi sa radom. Želja da ga osnujemo proistekla je iz druženja na pravoslavnim okupljanjima mladih u Engleskoj. Družili smo se i poželjeli da pjevamo što češće, ne samo na liturgijama. Iz druženja proističu ideje. Svako od nas može da dođe sa idejom šta bismo mogli da pjevamo. Nekome se sviđa neka narodna, jermenska pjesma, bilo šta. Mi volimo da pjevamo i to je to. Shvatili smo i da nastupima možemo da doprinesemo u prikupljanju novca za omladinski pravoslavni festival. To je sve pravoslavni omladinski festival koji se održava svake godine u maju ili julnu i traje svega 3 dana, ali se trudimo da u ta 3 dana što više diskutujemo, družimo se, pjevamo Gospodu, dolaze nam ljudi sa svih strana iz Holandije, Grčke, Škotske, iz Koptske crkve.
And where is it, in which town?
Muzika je okosnica festivala.
It's in Derbyshire. It's in a little place called Ilam.
Festival.
Yes, it's a festival, which means actually it's a long weekend of singing, praying together, having lovely speeches and talk with people, walking, dancing, everything really that it makes a part of an Orthodox life.
Zapravo nije, ali većina gostiju koji nam dolaze iz zemalja sa bogatom muzičkom tradicijom vole da pjevaju i to je postao važan segment našeg svepravoslavnog festivala. To obogaćuje duh festivala.
And when it's going to take place, your festival,
Koliko članova hor ima?
It happens annually, so we had one in June. It always happens in the long weekend bank holiday that we have in England in June or May. It depends when it falls. And we really have people coming from all over. We've had Dutch Orthodox, we've had Coptic, people representing the Coptic Church coming to our festival. We've had people coming from Greece, from Scotland, from many different places just to come. And normally there's about 60 to 80 of us there.
Sada je došlo nas 11, a ukupno nas ima 20. Ostali članovi nisu mogli da dođu zbog svojih obaveza. U hor stalno dolaze novi članovi i to me naročito raduje.
So many people that are playing music.
Vi ste i dirigent.
It's not just a musical festival, it's actually mainly just a pan-orthodox festival, but everyone seems to love singing. And maybe it's because a lot of people who come from orthodox countries have such a great tradition of music within their countries. So we just love it. When we get together, we're completely taken up with the mood of the festival, and it's a great spirit and atmosphere.
Nezvanično da. Sticajem okolnosti imam najviše muzičkog obrazovanja, pa se tako nametnulo da ja vodim hor. Mi kao grupa smo skladni, pa skoro i da nam ne treba mnogo dirigovanja.
And how many members do you have in the choir?
Imate li omiljenu tradiciju kada je riječ o pravoslavnoj muzici?
Well, there are 11
and
here.
Which generations are there?
Yes.
They were all here in Podgorica?
No, just 11 of us, because a lot of people couldn't come, but it's about 20 of us. It changes. Every rehearsal, someone different comes or doesn't come or comes halfway through and has to leave.
You're a conductor also?
I'm a conductor only in an unofficial sense, in that I took up the role because I have a lot of musical education behind me. And I felt comfortable conducting, but it's not an official role really, because we sing together as a group very naturally and doesn't really need too much conducting.
And which songs do you like the most from which countries? Russia maybe?
Oh. I can't say.
You
I can't
don't
tell
make
you.
A difference,
no,
maybe?
Because I actually about 3 or 4 years ago started to love Balkan music. When I came across Balkan music, I just thought that maybe I was Balkan at heart. And then I married a Nikcik boy. You know, I'm coming back to my roots. Who knows?
You're born as Orthodox.
Yes. My father was Catholic and my mother was Anglican. And they met at music college in London. And after a while, a few years later, they met an amazing man called, you probably heard of him, Metropolitan Anthony Bloom. And he's such a charismatic man. And he actually brought a lot of people to Orthodoxy in England, a lot of English who were in different denominations of the church. And it was really a special time in England for people for migrating towards the more Eastern church. And Dad, I think, really came because he loved the music as well. And he fell in love with the music. He's a bass baritone and he went to the Russian cathedral and started singing. And, you know, really came through the music into the Orthodox Church. And Mum also, you know, I suppose they came from that path. She was looking for something with a richer theology, a church with a richer theology. And she found it in the Orthodox Church, of course.
Orthodox also now?
They had an Orthodox wedding. And then we were born into the Orthodox Church very happily.
Tell me one more thing. The choir is founded in London or in London?
It's not actually. I suppose the majority of us live in London, but there are some people who come from other places. So we only really rehearse every 2 weeks. And just before we left for the summer, we rehearsed once a week. So because, you know, Anna and Thalia went off to Greece. Marika also went to Greece, Harry went to Cyprus, Anna Rogozhina went back to Russia, I came here to Serbia as well to see other relations of my husband, and so we were completely apart for the last month or so, and we just got together this week and started singing together again to remind ourselves what it's like.
Ne mogu da kažem tačno, prije par godina otkrila sam balkansku muziku i zaista mi se dopala. Pomislila sam da možda pripadam toj tradiciji, onda sam se udala za Nikšićanina, tako da možda se vraćam korijenima, ko zna. Rođeni ste u pravoslavlju. Da, zapravo moj otac bio je katolik, a majka je pripadala anglikanskoj crkvi. Upoznali su se na muzičkoj akademiji u Londonu i tamo su nakon nekoliko godina upoznali divnog duhovnika koji ni vama ovdje nije nepoznat, mitropolita Antonija Bluma. On je zaista harizmatična ličnost i on je zapravo mnoge Engleze iz drugih hrišćanskih denominacija priveo pravoslavlju. U vrijeme kada su moji roditelji bili mladi, bio je to zaista poseban trenutak u Engleskoj, povratak istočnoj crkvi. Moj otac, zaljubljenik u muziku, bio je pojac i u pravoslavlje je ušao kroz nju, pjevajući često na službama u ruskoj crkvi. Mama je pak tragala za punoćom bogoslovlja, koju nije našla u anglikanskoj dogmi. Vjenčali su se u pravoslavnoj crkvi i tako smo i mi rođeni u porodici pravoslavnih hrišćana. Većina članova hora je iz Londona. Da, većina iz Londona. Ranije smo probe imali 15-dnevno, sada vježbamo češće. Pred ovaj dolazak u Crnu Goru vježbali smo jednom nedjeljno i naši članovi iz Grčke, Rusije i sa Kipra otišli su kućama, tako da ovog puta nijesmo došli svi. Ja ću boravak u Crnoj Gori posvetiti posjetama i upoznavanju sa rodbinom koju moj suprug ima ovdje. A sada, uvaženi slušaoci, poslušajte dio koncerta grupe Mozaik koji je održan u nedjelju 26. avgusta ove godine u prostorijama Matice Srpske u Podgorici. Na programu su bile duhovne i narodne pjesme iz Rusije, Ukrajine, Grčke, Rumunije, Španije, Italije i Engleske.
Oh, ogledalo.